Nonsense and Melody with Gil
and Demling. I've never seen so many fat women in one place in my life. I know now why there aren't any elevators in Athens.
Yowza, there sure are plenty of fat ladies, aren't there? Well, that's Greece.
Yeah, and plenty of it.
That's good.
I like it. You know, I'm kind of glad to be off the SS Hysteria.
Yeah?
I can't forget that opera singer who fell overboard and was drowned last night. It was awful.
Well, I knew he fell overboard,
yeah.
But I didn't know he drowned.
Oh, yeah. And he was an opera singer to the end.
Yeah?
You know, they were trying to locate him with the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
And when the spotlight finally hit him, he started taking bows and they couldn't get to him in time.
Yesterday, I'd have killed you for 2 cents, but now I'll do it for nothing.
Can't find my way, I'm afraid to go on. Since you are gone, can't find my way. I'm like a ship that is lost. No hope for me, can't find my way. I stumble blindly, getting nowhere. My lonely cry denied. I'd give my soul if I could go where the light of love would guide me. Guide me. Night turns to day. Ah, but a night black as night. No help inside. Can't find my way.
Well, Willie, I think we'd better get out of Greece. You know, there's a lot of chiseling going on here.
Chiseling? How come all this?
Well, a bum stopped me and asked for a dime for a cup of coffee, you know.
I see. He doesn't drink that nickel stuff, huh?
Of course not. Then on top of that, I had to buy him a piece of cake.
Well, that doesn't make him a chiseler, does it?
No. But after he got the cake, he handed it back and said, look, put 40 candles on it, will you? It's my birthday.
Thank you.
what was that now? Gosh, old hemlock, darn it, and fudge. Gee whiz.
Well, what's the beef, little one?
Oh, about an hour ago, I tied a string around my finger to remind me of something.
Well, with a string tied around your finger, why can't you remember it?
I keep forgetting which pocket I put my hand in.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, I got it. Yeah? I was going to write to my girl.
Oh.
She lives in New York, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, son, is she popular?
Is she?
Believe it or not, but she came down to the dock to see me off with a party of 75.
A party of 75?
Yeah, it was her grandfather.
Send for the wagon, Charlie. He won't relax.
My old man.
He sits around in the house all day. Keeps on smoking his pipe of clay. Always waiting his time away.
My old man. He only works on the one day plan. He does nothing on Monday and rest till Sunday. My old man. He's only doing the best he can. He doesn't know that he's shirking, just hates working. My old man. When he steps out, grabs old missus from the washing tub, takes her in a taxi to the honest club with a blanky dinky doodle little oom gaga. My old man. He's such a young and a spry old man. He tries to act like a gay one, still he's a one. My old man.
Say, Pop, have you lived around here all your life?
Nope, not yet.
Well, how long have you lived here?
Well, see them hills over yonder?
Yeah.
Well, they was here when I come.
When he steps out, grabs old miss from the washing tub, and he takes her in a taxi to the honest club with a blanket and a little bit of oom-ga-ga. My old man, he's only doing the best he can. But when the others get paid off, he gets laid off. My old man.
Now listen, Gil.
What?
Look, come here.
What?
If this girl of yours is such a terrific toot, why don't you marry her?
What, and ruin our friendship?
I think you've got something there.
Oh, but you know, she really is marvelous, Willie. You know, she's one of the few women who can keep a secret.
Yeah?
Now listen, you can be sure that when you tell her something,
mm-hmm.
only two parties will ever find it out.
Not bad.
No, sir.
Only two parties.
Uh-huh. The Republicans and the Democrats.
That's my mistake.
Social?
Of course. My apologies.
Accept it.
Thank you.
Not at all. Do you mind if I shinny up your spine?
Go right ahead.
I will.
Look over there in the park. Isn't that pretty, that bird over there? Isn't that pretty? What kind of a bird is that?
Uh-huh. You've gotten the bird often enough to know all kinds, but that particular one happens to be a peacock.
Oh, a peacock.
Yeah, I like it.
Isn't that pretty beautiful, isn't
uh-huh,
it?
Yeah.
Say, I'll bet they're worth a lot of dough.
Oh, yeah, a lot of dough, yeah.
Well, that's an idea.
Huh?
Let's pool our money when we get back home and raise peacocks. Breed them, you know.
Breed them? What for?
Well, to get more peacocks.
Well, what do you want more peacocks for? You haven't got any yet.
Well, you see, that's why I want to breed them.
Yeah, but look, How are you going to breed them when you haven't got any to start with? It's a great trick if you do it, I mean.
Well, no, I breed the original peacocks.
Well, where did they come from?
From more peacocks.
You haven't got any more peacocks, have you?
Why, certainly. When I breed the original peacocks, I get more peacocks.
All right, what are you going to do with them?
Well, sell them, of course.
Do you know anybody who wants a peacock?
Why, no, I don't go around asking people if they want a peacock.
Well, then how do you know who wants a peacock? Limited market, isn't it?
Well, I can give them away as presents.
All right, who will you give them to?
Well, to people who want peacocks.
Would you give me one?
Sure, you can have one.
But I don't want a peacock.
Well, why not?
They're too big to keep in an apartment, you know?
Well, I could give you a small peacock.
Oh, no, Deming. I want a big one or nothing.
All right, then I'll give you a big peacock and you can move into a larger place.
But I don't want to move.
Well, if you don't want a large peacock and you don't want to move, why did you ask for a peacock in the first place?
I didn't ask for one of your peacocks.
Well, then who did? I distinctly remember giving one away, and I'd have to give it to someone, wouldn't I?
Well, you might keep it yourself, you know.
No, thanks. I've got plenty of peacocks.
Well, where did you get them?
Well, from the first ones. I bred them.
Well, I think that's kind of selfish, you breeding peacocks and taking the bread out of a real peacock breeder's mouth.
Now you're being silly. Who ever saw a peacock breeder going around with bread in his mouth?
They don't have bread in his mouth.
Well, you said they did.
I did not. I simply said you were taking the bread out of some peacock breeder's mouth.
Yeah, but how can I take the bread out of his mouth if there wasn't any bread in it in the first place?
Look, who brought bread into this conversation anyway?
Well, I did, I guess. I took it out of somebody's mouth.
There you go. There you go. Well, then put it right back. It's a nasty habit, then, and we'll curb that.
Say, I might give it to the peacock.
What peacock?
Look, don't you remember, I decided to breed peacocks.
What for?
To get more peacocks.
Haven't you got enough peacocks already? Don't be selfish, Demi, with all these peacocks.
Well, I haven't got so many peacocks.
You must have. You've been breeding them, haven't you? Haven't you now,
Esther? Yes, I have.
All right, and you've been feeding them bread out of other people's mouths.
I'll venture to say I haven't got a single peacock.
Look, you must have millions of peacocks. You were going to give one to me, weren't you?
Yeah.
All right. Where did you get that particular peacock?
Well, from breeding the original one.
Then you admit you're breeding peacocks.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go back to the hotel.
What for?
I'm going to change my room to one that isn't littered with peacocks.
Thank you.